Welcome to Coaching and Cocktails, the podcast. Hi.
Hi.
This feels so weird.
I know. So, welcome back, right? I mean, this is...
We took a short two-year break.
We took a little hiatus. It is, what is today? Today is July of 2023.
Right.
And we realized that the last time we did a real recording that wasn't one of our empowerment projects or regurgitating something was July of 2021.
Yeah.
But I swear it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
It doesn't, because as you said, like, what have we been doing for the last 2 years? And I don't know, nothing.
I know. Well, so that was like, I'm like, well, I know there's a lot of really big things that happened in the last 2 years. But I don't, like, I feel like besides like those really big monumental things, like my son graduating and stuff like that, like I felt like those things, we must have talked about those things before, nope. But we couldn't have, because mm-hmm. that all happened in 2022, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously a lot of life has happened in 2 years. I would say our business has shifted a little bit. We've gotten mm-hmm. into new personal hobby/things. You started writing. I started doing the paid volunteer school stuff.
paid volunteer school stuff. I don't know what that is, but I guess it means that you do a lot of work for a very little pay.
That is right.
So I also do paid volunteer work at the farm. But yeah, so I guess we should, I don't know, should we just each kind of give a quick rundown of like what's happened in the last 2 years?
Sure, go for it.
In case anybody doesn't know. You want me to start?
You start.
Yeah, so basically, as I describe it, so as you said, I started writing again. I had a little bit of a midlife crisis. It was December 2021, because it was after my grandfather had died, which was November 2020. And then it was right before my grandmother passed away, which was January 2022. So, because she passed away 14 months later. So I think there was the upcoming, so now it's actually all coming back to me. So it was that winter of 2021, because I knew my son was going to graduate high school in May of 22. He was enlisting in the Navy in January of 2022. I can't believe I'm actually remembering dates. So I had a little midlife crisis. And actually, if you remember, and I may have talked about it on the podcast in 2021, like 2021 was a hard year. I was really, really struggling. Like I just was sitting in the messy middle and I just felt like shit. Do you remember? Like mm-hmm. I just like, it was probably a low grade depression that whole year. Yeah. It may have been triggered by my grandfather, you know, passing away, and then, you know, all these other things happening. So I just kind of sat through it, didn't do anything drastic and just sat through the suck, trying to figure out why I didn't love my job anymore, why I didn't love coaching anymore, why I didn't love being at bodybuilding shows anymore, there was nothing, like I just literally was like, there's nothing that was really bringing me joy. So, I don't know, I had an epiphany one day, and I don't know why it took me so long to figure it out. Maybe because I was like, oh, I'm too busy, or oh, it's too expensive. But I was like, I really miss riding, or I just miss horses. I just missed being around horses. Riding wasn't necessarily the catalyst, but I remember it was December, and I was like, I hate the cold and I hate the winter. Fuck it. I'm just going to find somewhere that I can take lessons close by. I didn't do a lot of research, and I made an appointment and I did it. I think my grandmother passed away literally like a couple weeks after I started doing that. And then I kind of had to take a couple break, you know, I did like three lessons and then I was like, whatever, it was winter. And then I found this therapeutic writing place to volunteer, and that was January 22. I kind of stumbled on it by accident and started volunteering there. And life just went like, I don't know, everything just kind of went from there. So I think I sort of rediscovered my joy of just being around horses. And I think I found joy in helping and giving back, because I had always wanted to volunteer and felt like I was lacking in my life, not volunteering somewhere. Anyway, so I found that, and I found this really cool place of like, really cool people who are all volunteers and horses and doing it in a therapeutic environment and helping people, and realize like there's this whole other, you might already know this, but there's this whole other society out there that is not the bodybuilding community. And I was like, where have you people been my whole life? Oh my God, there's normal people out here. And not that I don't love my bodybuilding community, but that is literally all I've done since I got into it in like 2004. And it's like, I got so sucked into that world. It was like, that was my world. And it was very small. It was a very small world. Anyway, so that was all very exciting and new. And then, we enlisted my son in the Navy. Yeah. In January, graduated in May by the skin of his fucking teeth, and left for boot camp in August last year, and graduated boot camp and A school and all that stuff. Now he's stationed in Norfolk, and he is a, I'm going to say he is a fully functioning, productive member of society who drives a little too fast. And so he just does like to contribute to, I don't know. He likes to contribute to municipalities with his speeding tickets. So he's helping the world in that way. Other than that, he is like completely and totally on his own. I get to see him most weekends because he comes home to visit his girlfriend. And I'm still riding. Oh, and I turned 50 this year.
Oh, yeah. Everybody so missed that year.
That was big. I turned 50, but you know what? I thought I wanted to do a big celebration, and I didn't. I did the super low-key thing with a handful of friends, and it was just, I don't know. Everything has just, I mean, that's really, like, that's, like, the big stuff, but there's, like, so much, and I think we can talk about this in, like, some of our podcasts coming up, right? Like, all the things that I think we've both had sort of a change of attitude with certain things. And with all of those life-changing things for me, I've really had to think a lot about, like, well, where I am in life. I'm 50, I have lupus, my body doesn't do what it used to do, like, you know, how does this work for me being a wellness coach and a bodybuilding coach? And you know, just so there's lots of things that so that's kind of like a preview of some of the things that I can't wait, that were kind of the reason we're restarting the podcast, because I think we have a lot of new stuff to talk about, because I think we've both had lots of epiphanies and life-changing things, I guess, that have happened over the last couple years, right, that have just kind of like changed how we think about things. But I just got back from Montana, which was also in its very own way a life-altering sort of thing. I'm experiencing new things and getting out of my comfort zone and doing new cool things. So,
good. That's
the
all
big
good
stuff, right? Did I hit all the big stuff? And I am doing equine-assisted psychotherapy, so that maybe that's a whole other podcast that we can get into, therapeutic horsemanship. But anyway, so what's been going on with you? Do you remember the last 2 years?
Well, no, not at all. But, you know, as you're talking, to kind of answer the question of like where we went for 2 years, I think the bottom line is getting restarted again in the post-COVID world took a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think I got to a point where I was like, I have so many things I have to get back online. I have no bandwidth for podcasting. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we went. But yeah, I mean, kind of a lot of similar life stuff, right? With kids growing up, one going to middle school, getting everybody functioning again back in school. When schools are getting ready to open up, they were threatening to not open them because they didn't have enough substitutes. So I said, I can probably do that. So in the fall of 2021, I started substituting purely to get the schools open. I have no love of kids or education.
So it was purely any part of that. Selfless act.
Yeah, very selfish, selfless act.
So that the schools would open so that your kids wouldn't be home with you. So instead of your kids being home with you, you are now there with all the kids. Did
yeah,
that
but
work
I was
out?
Like, I'm like, everybody's got to get the fuck out of this house. Like, I don't care how we make this happen. We got to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was doing that as much as necessary to keep the schools open, I felt like. And that kind of morphed into a paid volunteer position that I took as a family liaison. So what I call social work light. So I work with all the families in crisis in our school area, the range of issues, right? Like that domestic violence, unstable housing, hunger. I work with a lot of refugees, mental health crises, things like that. And I'm the person that kind of goes between the school and the families and the community to get those resources together. So yeah, we're not doing center stage stuff or riding horses, raising my kids. I've been basically doing that the last 2 years. I also took over as the commissioner of a cheerleading league. So that's been interesting. But yeah, just like a lot, I mean, a lot of the same, you know, like you said, I think there's a lot more to the story as to kind of what happened to us and what's been going on at center stage and our shift in our own personal views and our views of the business and our views on the industry and how we wanted to coach clients. And now, even as we're talking through this, I'm like, you know, the 2 year break was probably good in order to process those things independently. But I think we kind of have some exciting substance to talk about over the next couple of weeks, months, whatever we're doing here. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. Just like not surviving. I'm definitely, you know, I'd say I'm thriving. Horse stuff is going great. I actually moved my horse on Saturday to a new farm. We're going into what I'm calling free agency, which is a new thing for me where I'm not going to be part of an official trainer or program. I'm going to train with anybody I want all over the area. So that's kind of a scary leap, but I'm excited to do that. And that's it. I mean, that's about it. I started running again. I forgot about that. I started running again. And actually my sister and I are going to do a half marathon. So we're training for that for the winter.
Is it are you doing the rock and roll marathon again?
Yep.
Vegas?
Yep. And I haven't run seriously in probably 5 years. So that is a big commitment, emotional commitment. Again, kind of like everything we've been talking about, I'm doing it again, but with a different body and at a different age point with different focuses, and it's going to look different than it did when I was in my mid-30s. And, you know, it kind of, I think, balancing a lot of the things we work with our clients that, yeah, I get it. You used to weigh this or you used to do this, but now we're here and we got to work in here and now. But, you know, I go through it myself, right? I go through it myself, the same thought processes of wanting to be who you were or comparing your now to the then. And it's just not productive at all. Yep. And it's not that it's negative, but it's just, you got to live in the now. So anyway, That is the long and short of what I've personally been doing.
You know what? I just had a conversation on that note. I just had a conversation with a client because I think that that's really kind of the point, right? Like so much has changed in the last 2 years. I think that if we had just kept going, because I think we just realized that, I think we tried and we're like, I don't know. Neither of us felt strongly about content we wanted to present. And it's not that there wasn't content, but I think we spent the last 2 years trying to figure out where our own headspace was and like, well, how do I feel about this? And what do I really think about this? And I think it took that long and for us to make, you know, whatever changes we were making in the last couple of years to be able to maybe talk about it intelligently, or at least where we are with those things. You know, and center stage athletics, I mean, we've still been coaching clients. We still, you know, we're still putting clients on stage. We're still doing lifestyle coaching. We're still doing bodybuilding coaching and, you know, the pre-prep coaching, and we're still doing all the things. We were still doing the retreats. You know, last year we did sort of, I'm not going to say we put a nail in the coffin because we didn't, but we also sort of put a halt to retreat and decided not to have one this year. We did have one last year, which was very successful, minus the power going out. Which actually turned out to be a great thing. We had a good time. I think the whole thing went really well, but it was presented in a little bit of a different way and some of the new material that we were already noodling on. So I think, but back to what you were saying, like doing things in a different body or doing things, in a different, realm of your life different season of your life, different mental attitude, different everything, right? And you shouldn't always be doing things the same. But I have a client who's just been injured for like months and months and months, and she's just getting back into the gym. And I just told her, I said, the number one thing is to not spend all your energy in the gym thinking about what you used to be able to do. You have to focus. One, you'll probably just hurt yourself again because your focus is not going to be where it needs to be. And two, you just have to focus on where you are and what you can do today. What is your body telling you right now? What is your mind telling you right now? I said, you could look forward and visualize like what this squat might look like in 6 months, but don't look back at what it used to be.
Right.
It's just, and you know, I told her, I said, Lord knows I have a lot of experience with that, because every single time I've had an injury or surgery or whatever, I've had to start completely over. So I feel like I'm quite the guru on like starting over and trying not to think about like, well, I used to be able to do this and I used to be able to do that. And I will say this past year, I have spent a lot of time in my head with my lupus. Just this year in particular, it's really, really started to get to me, and maybe it's turning 50. I don't know. But yes, you know, I do, not that I haven't noticed my body changing over the last several years, right? It's been going on, right? But I feel like the lupus symptoms have gotten worse. I feel like the pain has gotten worse. I feel like I'm working out less, strength training less. I still work out as much as I can, but it might just be on the spin bike, or my workout might actually be my ride, right? Like it might be my 45-minute ride that I do 3 times a week, because it's pretty strenuous. It actually is very strenuous on my body, whereas it might not be strenuous on somebody else's body. And I have to realize that, like, what my limitations are. So it gets a little scary and a little in my head about like, oh, well, I'm never going to be who I was. And that is 100% correct. I am never going to be who I was. But also, aside from that body looked nice, the rest of my shit was all fucked up. My brain was right. I mean, I was just like, my brain was fucked up. I had a bad way of thinking about life and my body and priorities and stuff. So I'm just like, okay, yeah, my body looked cute, but the rest of me was a hot fucking mess, right? So, you know, I'm so much more accepting of like where I am and being enough, right? So where I am, whatever I can do right now, that does not mean I do not still have moments of like, fuck, why can't I just like do a squat without it hurting? Like, why can't I just like curl up in the bed without my hips being on fire? You know what I mean? Like, there's stuff like that I do, but I realized I was so in my head that I was limiting even what I still could do, because I had just gotten so far in my head that I made myself believe that I just couldn't do shit anymore.
Yeah.
I was just like, not. And so I was like, okay, you know, and it's a work in progress, because some days I still feel like, well, fuck, I'm never going to be able to do, you know, anything I want to do again. But, you know, and then I'm like, okay, nope, you woke up today. I'm doing some really cool stuff, and I think I'm a good coach, and I have really great clients. I have a really great batch of clients, so many that I've had for years and years, and I love them. And some really good new ones. So, you know, it's not bad, right? It's just a lot of thought process. And I think we'll talk about some of these different things we'll kind of expand on them in some of our new podcast topics.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's exactly right. We'll kind of dig into some of these topics. And like you said, aging is a thing. And I'd say that's probably my biggest adjustment over the last 2 years. I hit middle age and it's changed my way of thinking as a coach, right? Because it changes, your body changes. There's things outside of your control, and that's just the reality of it. But, you know, you have to look bigger than that. And, you know, as you get older, you have the cloak of invisibility, right? Like every middle-aged woman. I was watching something the other day on TV and they were talking about this. And the lady was like, every middle-aged woman should go and rob a bank, because nobody will ever see you. They'll never see you coming. They'll never see you going. Right. They're like, because you have this cloak of invisibility as you age.
I could use some extra dough.
Yeah. Nobody would know it. They'd be like, I don't know. I didn't see anybody.
Only thing is I'd have to definitely wear long sleeves, because I apparently am very recognizable because of my tattoo.
Maybe.
I've actually had people, like, I go to doctor's offices in like 6 months. They're like, oh, hi, Mrs. Paratino. I'm like, how do you know who I am? I just remember your tattoo. And I was like, okay, oh, so I just funny. Have to go with long sleeves. Otherwise, I should be fairly unidentifiable.
Right. But yeah, so I don't know. Yeah.
Robbing banks. Got it.
Robbing banks. And that's my advice for today.
What is that? What's the meme? Follow me for more
follow
money.
Me for more
follow me for more financial advice.
That's right.
Go rob a, when you right. hit middle age as a woman, just go rob a bank.
Because nobody, you're invisible. You're invisible. You're completely invisible. But the cool part about being invisible is you can kind of figure out who you are, right? Yeah. Because I don't walk around anymore having anybody pay any attention to what I look like. So you know what? I look the way I want to look now. Because nobody cares. And unlike Eric's suggestion that we do this naked, while I think that we can.
My husband has jokes.
I don't think they're the views that we want.
He said, his text said, you got to think outside the box. I said, not that box. No, I am not thinking outside of that box, honey.
That would help nobody.
Yeah. So there's right. that. Yeah.
Well, so that's our catch up. And we're going to kind of dive into some of these topics now and release those later. And yep. Anything else you want to say?
Just welcome back so I will say that we really have been trying to get back to this for a while, but I don't think the time was right. But I really appreciate how many people, one, are still listening, new people. So we actually have new people still listening. Thank you so much. And we've had people reach out and say how helpful this is. And we've actually had people reaching out saying, can you please release more new content? So I hope, one, thank you for listening and thank you for requesting that you wanted new content. I mean, honestly, I think Brandy and I, we do this so that we can just sit and chat and get the thoughts out of our head.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but I think it's so cool if we do reach a couple people. I mean, we're never going to have a bazillion listeners, but I love it. So anyway, thank you for all the suggestions and for all the people who still listen. So I'm kind of excited to get back out there and hopefully you guys enjoy the new content. So it might be interesting.
That's right. All right. I don't remember the sign off. Do you?
It was.
Don't get weird.
Use your head and everything will be okay.
Yes.
All right. Do we want to keep that as our sign off?
Yes.
Yes. Don't get weird. Use your head and everything will be okay.
That's right.
All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Coaching and Cocktails, the podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you like to stream your favorites. Bye.